Ladies First by Helen Leff, LMSW. Televised dating games began in the 1960s with the premiere of The Dating Game. On that show, a man would select one woman from a panel of three choices hidden behind a screen with whom to go on a date solely based on his interview questions. The same format was used for a woman choosing from among three men. Today, we have shows like The Bachelor. While these shows offer us an opportunity to share the emotional drama of total strangers, many critics suggest that these shows are toxic to women. Now we even have online dating, where we can be participants in our own emotional drama. There is a dating app called Bumble, where women make the first move. It's like having a Sadie Hawkins day every day. Women must initiate the conversation with their matches, or they'll disappear after 24 hours. Bumble's premise is to put the ball in the woman's court and to have her call the shots. Only women can start the conversation and men must wait. As it turns out, men weighing in on Bumble seem to like it because they enjoy being relieved of the pressure of having to start the dialogue, which seems to make the conversations more thoughtful. Additionally, the man gets a sense of what it's like to have to wait for someone else to make the first move. Another finding is that men are more inclined to pursue a relationship with a woman whom they believe to be interested in them as well. And since on Bumble the woman must initiate, that's a clear sign that she wants to engage. Although putting oneself out there may place the woman in a vulnerable position, it can also be an attractive quality to a prospective mate. Whether Bumble does or does not level the mobile dating playing field, at least it helps people gain some insight into each other's gender perspectives. And if they go on to further that connection, well, then that's good buzz.